The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A little bit later tonight, across the water in the US, the first presidential debate happens very, very early this year. The election not happening until November as usual, but they are having their first debate in June. With me to discuss, Jeff Cooner, host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, and Ed Flynn, who is a city councillor from that same great city. Gentlemen, you're both very, very welcome. Jeff, what can we expect tonight? What will be the line of attack from Donald Trump, do you suspect?
Well, I think what Donald Trump's going to have to do is he has to make it a referendum on Joe Biden. If he does, if he focuses on inflation, which has really been eroding the standard of living in our country over the last 3.5 years, the economy, the border crisis, the crime epidemic, and in particular now, I think the very dangerous escalation of what is happening in Ukraine and Russia. If he makes it about these issues and Biden's utter failed, disastrous leadership, he will win. I think he will win big. And if Biden doesn't turn in a half-decent performance, I think he's finished. I think the Democrats are going to come out. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton have already said that if Biden should collapse or fall on his face on the debate stage, they are going to demand that he be replaced. So tonight will be make it or break it for Joe Biden. My prediction, I think Trump will score a decisive knockout.
Ed Flynn, what say you?
I think it's going to be a very combative debate tonight. I know experts are saying just the opposite, but I expect both will come out talking about their accomplishments and vision for the country, but also talking about the talking about each other's background experience. I think this is going to be a negative debate, and it'll be a lot of mud thrown tonight, probably by both candidates. And I think residents are looking across the country, are looking for strong leadership, ethics in government, a vision for the country, and a way to bring the country together, especially during difficult times. Mm.
Well, what do you suspect then, Ed, are the issues that Joe Biden is going to bring up? You know, as Jeff laid out, we certainly know what Jeff thinks Donald Trump is going to say. What do you think Joe Biden's going to say?
I actually think the President Biden's top accomplishment is getting the most significant legislation pact on support of veterans and military families, the PACT Act. And I know Jeff, who's on with us now, is a strong supporter of veterans as well. But this PACT Act provides veterans and their families with services, critical services support to ensure that anyone that was exposed to hazardous material, respiratory issues, whether it was in the Middle East or in other wars, have the VA, Veterans Administration, support medical care. I think veterans issues is going to be a major issue in this campaign. And I'm looking forward to hearing both candidates talk about veterans issues. That's an issue that's going to sneak up on people. I do think President Biden has an excellent record on supporting veterans. Mm. And I know President Trump has a checkered past as it comes to his support of the military.
Jeff, I mean, how do you expect the candidates to behave tonight? Because that's part of the reason people watch this. And they'll remember Donald Trump very cleverly kind of prowling in the background while Hillary Clinton was speaking several years ago. He knew exactly where the camera positions were, that background in television paying good stead to him. And then the debate 4 years ago, I think a lot of people kind of, even though it was arguably not very presidential, I think a lot of people identified with Joe Biden when he said, "Hey man, will you just shut up a minute?" You know, how do you expect the candidates to behave?
Well, I think the wild card is going to be Joe Biden. He's been hunkered down. I've never heard of this ever, and I've covered numerous presidential races. What is it, almost 10 days at Camp David, surrounded by his aides? So clearly they're very worried. And we're going to see how he's going to perform tonight. Expectations are very low for Joe Biden. Look, everybody knows he's suffering from serious cognitive decline. Trump is a very good debater. He's a combative debater. I'll tell you what I told his team. If he does this, he will win. He needs to come across as presidential. He needs to forget the two CNN moderators who are both anti-Trump assassins. Don't let them get under his skin. Joe Biden is going to try to throw mud. He's going to try to get under Trump's skin as well. That's going to be part of their strategy. Talk to the American people and ask a very simple question. Were you better off for the 4 years under my presidency or under Biden's presidency?
Jeff, do you think, though, he's capable of doing that, Donald Trump? You know, when he finds himself in there and Joe Biden is having a go at him, he strikes me as the type of person who might forget that advice and he gets sucked into a bit of a fight.
Well, then it's going to be Biden's night. I mean, in other words, if Trump wants the White House, he can win it tonight, but he's going to have to restrain himself. He's going to have to be focused, and he's going to have to focus on the economy, on inflation, on the border. And really, look, he has a very simple sell, if he can just make the sell. If you want $2 a gallon gas, I did it already. If you want a secure, sealed border, I did it already. If you want peace in Ukraine, I did it already. So if you want lower grocery prices, lower energy bills, lower utility bills, low inflation, I did it already. So he can make the argument that his 4 years were infinitely better than Biden's and he can deliver again. Now, if he gets into insults and name calling and taunting, which is Trump on the campaign trail, then it's going to be Biden's night. But if he can stay disciplined, he could finish Biden and finish him off tonight.
OK, so if that's the trap that Donald Trump could fall into, the name calling and the slagging and the insulting and looking distinctly unpresidential, Ed, what are the traps that Joe Biden could fall into? Like, what will his campaign team behind the scenes be looking at, kind of gnawing their fingernails thinking, oh, no, don't do this?
I would advise them to stay focused on the issues. Talk about issues impacting working men and women across the country, how to ensure that our middle class is strong and stable in low-income residents. How do we move them into the middle class? How do we ensure that this country works for them? They're struggling to pay bills, to pay their mortgage in challenges with public school systems across the country. I think President Biden needs to address how he's going to improve education, ensure that there's training programs to ensure people are able to get to the middle class and to stay in the middle class. But I also agree that President Biden needs to stay presidential, stay professional, be very focused, and give brief comments, brief questions, talk in sound bites, and be specific and not be long-winded.
Now, both candidates on the campaign trail are kind of prone to rambling a little bit and losing their train of thought and maybe finishing a sentence at one point when they started it with something else. Are you worried about Joe Biden on that front, Ed? You know, there's times he's not entirely coherent.
I always believe the less you say, the more effective you are. If you respond with two sentences or three sentences to a question, you give exactly your precise points, your talking points, your message. I don't think any elected official needs to ramble on just for the sake of talking. I would advise him to be brief, to be specific, and finish answering the question respectfully in time to move on.
What about Donald Trump on that front? Jeff, I know kind of Joe Biden, he does get the attention for making these mistakes. He's not the only one. Like Donald Trump, was it Randy Jackson? Is that what he called his doctor a couple of weeks ago when he was trying to make a point? Or was it Ronnie? He got it wrong anyway when he was trying to make a point about how he was compos mentis. Just ask the doctor, and then got the doctor's name wrong.
Yeah, no, well, Trump makes gaffes. He makes a lot of mistakes on the campaign trail when he's angry. That's his weak spot. When he's angry, then he's a wild man. He starts spouting and spewing. And that's frankly when he's a turnoff to many voters. And that's not what voters want to see, especially independents. People are on the fence. He's got to convince them that their 4 years under him are going to be better under Biden. But if I can just make one other point, Kieran, if I was Biden or advising Biden, I would say, hammer Trump on January 6th, hammer Trump on he's a threat to democracy, hammer Trump on these other issues where people have doubts about Trump's leadership. If this is a debate about the economy, about inflation, about wages, about the border, about crime, these bread and butter issues, that's where Trump wants Biden. If I'm Biden, you got to go after Trump on he's a convicted felon. Mm. You got to go after him on January 6th. Those are the things where he can throw Trump off balance. But if this is a straight debate on the major issues and Trump stays focused, my prediction, Kieran, Biden will not be on the ballot in November.
Jeff, do debates like this still move the dial? I mean, how many people are in that undecided camp? How much does this matter, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, you know, it's funny. Usually they don't matter. And normally I would say no. However, I think this is the most consequential debate really since the first presidential debate, televised debate between Nixon and Kennedy. If Biden collapses, I don't think he will, to be honest, but if Biden collapses, if he has a really bad night, if he has a brain freeze, if he starts staring blankly, you know, into the ether, then I think he's going to be in big trouble. There are going to be calls for him to step down. Trump, on the other hand, has a small lead in these swing states. If he blows it tonight, Biden could catch him. So in terms of debates, the stakes could not be higher.
Ed, would you agree? Is this one of the most consequential debates we've had in recent times?
I agree. It is. It's a critical debate for both President Trump, President Biden. And it's going to be specifically of interest, too, for people in the suburbs, including women in the suburbs of major cities. I think how President Trump conducts himself will help decide the presidency. People will ask themselves, does Trump have the temperament to be president? Do residents want to continue four more years of the same shenanigans under Trump? I don't know if people will do that again. And I think that's a real turnoff for people in the suburbs, especially Republican and some leaning progressives and people in the center as well. I think the suburbs are the key to this presidential election.
All right. Well, we will all be watching closely tonight on the fallout tomorrow. Ed Flynn, who is a city councillor from District 2 in Boston, and Jeff Cooner, who's the host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in the same city. Jeff and Ed, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.